USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is holding a roundtable with electric utility CEOs Wednesday to discuss his Build Back Better agenda.
Like the rest of my Build Back Better plan, the clean energy companies, this plan are about lowering prices. That's what this is all about.
The president thanking them for helping to create the clean energy future and saying he intends to have the nation use 100% clean electricity by 2035. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there are currently no plans to use the United States military to evacuate Americans from Ukraine.
If Americans that are in Ukraine heed the warnings that they have gotten from the State Department and from the President himself, there should be no need for the 82nd Airborne to have to assist with evacuation missions.
Americans have been advised to exit Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Get discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Democrats are to blame for the rising violent crime rate in the United States. That's at least according to Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who says the White House has been distracted by tax and spend schemes.
Rates of carjacking have doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled in major metro areas. My hometown of Louisville set a new all-time murder record last year, 188 homicides. 24 of the victims were children.
McConnell slamming some Democrats who have pushed for defunding police departments. Federal agents in Los Angeles are securing SoFi Stadium for this weekend's Super Bowl with bomb-sniffing dogs. The TSA saying their canine program has proven effective over the years. The TSA uses 7 breeds of dogs, and they're only puppies when they're hired on. More news at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Alberta is lifting COVID-19 restrictions and ending its vaccine passport program. The province's premier saying the spread of Omicron is peaking in recent weeks, and that's the reason the local government decided to do away with restrictions. The first wave of lifting measures will see capacity of limits under 500 for venues, libraries, and places of worship end. These measures come as the Freedom Convoy of truckers protesting a vaccine mandate in Ottawa is inspiring similar protests around the world. Dustin Wybie is one of those truckers protesting. He tells MSNBC,
all the truckers here are sitting in their trucks. As far as I'm concerned, it's up to the population now. You want your country back, here is your opportunity. You want your freedom back, here is your opportunity. You want it back to having gatherings with your families, here is your opportunity. Make use of it.
New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas, a Democrat, vowed to go after any charity that takes advantage of donors, and his spokesman says the office is working on securing compliance on the part of nonprofit Black Lives Matter. The organization is facing mounting threats from multiple states for soliciting funds for unknown purposes and failing to be transparent about its $60 million bankroll. More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.